grown 5-ish.
Oh, yes, where'd he go?
It's just the best thing that happened to our family.
I love 5-ish.
Life would not be the same without 5-ish.
Yeah, it's just something that everybody does.
Everybody's listening to Safer Hermits with 5-ish Finkel.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Rabbi 5-ish Finkel, and thank you for participating in the first lecture of the Safer Hermits lecture series. I'm sure everybody noticed it, but there are refreshments in the back for all those that came for that very reason. Today's Safer Hermits lesson is long and a little bit complicated, so please hold your heads.
But Rabbi, what will happen if I don't hold my head?
How did I know that was you, Gensel? That was a great question. How about if you think of an even better answer? Today's first mitzvah in Sefer HaMitzvahs.
But Rabbi, didn't you teach me that there were 613 mitzvahs altogether?
Yes, Gensel. Can you name them all right now?
Maybe later.
Thank you. As I was saying, today's first mitzvah, negative mitzvah number 299, teaches that we should never put a stumbling block in front of a blind man.
But Rabbi, my brother once tripped on a cinder block, and he's not blind.
Thank you, Gensel, for sharing that important piece of information. Anyways, as I was saying before I got kindly interrupted, the Torah is not trying to tell us here not to put a block in front of a blind man, Chas V'Shalom. That's obvious from the first place. Rather, when the Torah says a blind man, it means somebody who's blind to a certain subject and doesn't know too much about it. So if he asks us for our advice, we're not allowed to give him the wrong bad advice that will make him stumble, in other words, suffer from our bad advice. Rather, whenever someone asks us for advice, we have to give him the best advice that we can possibly give him.
But Rabbi, does that include free advice? Because my uncle only gives advice to people if they pay him.
Yes, Gensel, even for free. Anyways, let's continue. Today's second and third mitzvahs, positive mitzvah number 202 and positive mitzvah number 203, teach us that not only if you see an animal that is suffering from a heavy package on its back, so it's a mitzvah to help it, but it's also a mitzvah to help the owner of an animal rearrange the packages on the back of the animal.
But Rabbi, what if the animal doesn't even have a package on its back? What should I do then?
Well then, Gensel, I think you should just wave to the animal and say hello there and then continue on whatever you were doing up until that precise moment.
No, okay.
And for today's last and final mitzvah of today's Sefer HaMitzvahs lecture series, negative mitzvah number 270 goes as follows.
But Rabbi, forget it.
Thank you, Gensel. Today's last and final mitzvah teaches us that if you ever see somebody that needs somebody's help, never leave him alone. You have to always assist somebody who needs help. Gensel, how can I be of assistance to you?
That was so exciting. Get more of 5-ish Finkel here tomorrow.
Wait till tomorrow.
Same time.
Same place.
And
same songs!